Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin and state lawmakers have reached a deal to break an impasse on UW employee pay raises. University's president Jay Rothman says, among other things, 43 diversity, equity, and inclusion workers will be reassigned to other roles.
No one is losing their job. Rather, those positions are being reimagined into an area where they are focused predominantly on student success.
The deal will also free up money for a new engineering building at UW-Madison. People and stores in Wisconsin should throw away some applesauce with cinnamon. There's a nationwide recall on several brands of cinnamon applesauce puree pouches because they might have dangerous levels of lead. It may have made at least 64 kids sick. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks leaving Las Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA's first in-season tournament will not include Milwaukee. The Bucks losing to the Pacers, 128-119. The Pacers will advance to the final round, 7:30 tomorrow night. How can the Bucks cut down their second-half penalties? Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You know, get open, you know, drive the ball, make something happen. And, you know, we've done that in the past. Today, I don't think we did it as well. But at the end of the day, like, we have to be better down the stretch. Like, we got to know what we're trying to accomplish down the stretch. I feel like some sometimes we wasn't on the same page.
NFL, the Packers getting ready for Monday Night Football against the New York Giants. Running back Aaron Jones on the practice field. Limited, but back just a few weeks after getting that cart ride for a sprained MCL. I asked Jordan Love how this team has gone from a four-game losing streak to winning four of their last five games.
Yeah, it's done a lot, obviously. Just to get rolling and get back on a win streak right now has been huge just for the team. For myself.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with a high of 33. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight, 23. 36 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. It's a day for cleaning up and mourning the losses after destructive and deadly tornadoes in central Tennessee. Six people are known dead, 36 injured in and around Nashville and Clarksville. That's where Stephen Jackson lives.
So anyway, we got to the bathroom, hunkered down, right? She's on top of the babies. Me and him's on top of them. You know what we done? We pray.
University of Pennsylvania students were among those demanding the school's president resign after an almost non-response to anti-Semitism on campus. Now she's out.
People seemed excited, but really, really surprised.
I have nothing personal with President Miguel, and I just hope everything works out.
LSU's Jaden Daniels is this year's Heisman winner, announced on ESPN.
Being a college athlete and winning this award has been a dream come true. I want to dedicate this award to every boy and girl who has a dream. With faith and hard work, you never know what's possible.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The amount of underage cigarette and vape sales in Wisconsin has more than doubled since 2019. That's according to the University of Wisconsin Survey Center, which sent underage customers to over 1,000 random retailers across the state. Around 13% of stores sold nicotine products to the underage customers. While federal law raised the minimum age to purchase tobacco in 2019, Wisconsin law has not, leaving some retailers confused about who they can and cannot sell to. While cigarette use has gone down in teens, vaping use has gone up. A new proposal would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana in Wisconsin. The bill would carry no jail time and drop fines to as low as $100. It would also give law enforcement more flexibility on a case-by-case basis. So far, the response among lawmakers has been mixed. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across
Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with a high of 33. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight, 23. 36 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
There's excitement surrounding Carroll University basketball this year. Head coach Lindsey Schultz and the Pioneer women are fired up to deliver another winning season in the CCIW. You can catch all the action of every Carroll women's home game right here. Join Don Brown as he takes you from tip-off through all the game excitement on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-711-6818 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-711-6818 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-711-6818 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-711-6818 now. That's 800-711-6818.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Shaw, WAUK. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. The mayors of Nashville and Clarksville have declared states of emergency as Central Tennessee cleans up after deadly and damaging tornadoes that hit the region yesterday. At least six people were killed, some three dozen treated at hospitals. WTVF-TV's Cole Johnson is in Madison, northeast of Nashville.
The damage here is extensive. This road is completely blocked off by damage. There's trees in the road. There's power lines down truly everywhere. There's homes that are seeing some damage pretty extensively.
University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill is out days after her heavily criticized answers to questions on anti-Semitism on campus. KYW-TV's Ryan Hughes.
McGill was facing mounting criticism from donors, alumni, politicians, and the Jewish community after she would not give a definitive yes or no answer during her testimony when asked if calling for the genocide of Jews violated Penn's code of conduct.
If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment.
So the answer is yes.
It is a context-dependent decision.
Those comments led to a protest on campus. McGill later tried to clarify her testimony in a video statement, but there were growing calls for her resignation.
LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels is the toast of college football after winning the Heisman Trophy in a ceremony last night on ESPN.
They said I was too skinny, so I added weight. They said I relied on my legs a little bit too much. So, you know, I went to work, you know, completed all those passes, you know, had the season I had. So I thank everybody out there, and they said I was too quiet, so you know, I became more vocal. I stepped out of my comfort zone, and now I'm here today.
The numbers show many Americans seem to have cash burning holes in their pockets.
Tis the season for spending, and a new survey shows shoppers are finding more joy in doing so. Consumer sentiment soared 13% this month. Consumer prices are still up 20% from pre-pandemic levels.
Americans don't feel like they've been delivered from that evil of inflation. They merely feel as if it's not hurting them as much as it did before.
But for some shoppers, it's enough relief to have them filling their bags with holiday cheer.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit more than usual. It's pretty much Christmas time.
Joy Benedict, CBS News.
Houston, we have a mayor. It's Democratic State Senator John Whitmire, who's represented the city in the legislature for more than 50 years.
Thank you, Houston, for giving me the encouragement that I needed to stay positive.
Whitmire won a runoff with Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, the pair surviving an initial field of nearly 20 candidates. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Look, we can't guarantee this is fact. We're combing the internet for stuff and slapping it together for you here. It's on you whether or not you know, you want to ride with what we give you.
Oh, man, I got so many stories on this, and we're coming up on that first break. We've got two callers, L.A. Tom, a great buddy of mine here in Ohio, yes. Jim Sturtevant's on there. We're going to get to both of those calls. But here's the thing. So, you know, we on the extended pod, you haven't heard it on Civic Media, but on the extended pod, we interviewed presidential candidate Marianne Williamson a couple weeks ago. So here's the coolest thing. I asked ChatGPT getting into this. Tell me about the interview Tim and Johnny did with Marianne Williamson. Now, the reality is that it only goes through 2022, so it had no idea we had done that interview. It came back and said, oh, they did this great interview, and here's what she talked about. It totally lied. It fabricated the Johnny. We had done it. So, man, ChatGPT, busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk. When we get back, LA Tom, Jim Sturtevant, Busted Pencils, more after the break.
Your eyes are open, but you can't say.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. It's a day for cleaning up and mourning the losses after destructive and deadly tornadoes in central Tennessee. Six people are known dead, 36 injured in and around Nashville and Clarksville. That's where Stephen Jackson lives.
So anyway, we got to the bathroom, hunkered down, right? She's on top of the babies. Me and him's on top of them. And you know what we done? We pray.
University of Pennsylvania students were among those demanding the school's president resign after an almost non-response to anti-Semitism on campus. Now she's out.
People seemed excited, but really, really surprised.
I have nothing personal with President Miguel, and I just hope everything works out.
LSU's Jaden Daniels is this year's Heisman winner, announced on ESPN.
Being a college athlete and winning this award has been a dream come true. I want to dedicate this award to every boy and girl who has a dream. With faith and hard work, you never know what's possible.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The amount of underage cigarette and vape sales in Wisconsin has more than doubled since 2019. That's according to the University of Wisconsin Survey Center, which sent underage customers to over 1,000 random retailers across the state. Around 13% of stores sold nicotine products to the underage customers. While federal law raised the minimum age to purchase tobacco in 2019, Wisconsin law has not, leaving some retailers confused about who they can and cannot sell to. While cigarette use has gone down in teens, vaping use has gone up. A new proposal would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana in Wisconsin. The bill would carry no jail time and drop fines to as low as $100. It would also give law enforcement more flexibility on a case-by-case basis. So far, the response among lawmakers has been mixed. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with a high of 33. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight, 23. 36 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
There's excitement surrounding Carroll University basketball this year. Head coach Lindsey Schultz and the Pioneer women are fired up to deliver another winning season in the CCIW. You can catch all the action of every Carroll women's home game right here. Join Don Brown as he takes you from tip-off through all the game excitement on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-711-6818 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-711-6818 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-711-6818 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-711-6818 now. That's 800-711-6818.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Shaw, WAUK, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. The mayors of Nashville and Clarksville have declared states of emergency as Central Tennessee cleans up after deadly and damaging tornadoes that hit the region yesterday. At least six people were killed, some three dozen treated at hospitals. WTVF-TV's Cole Johnson is in Madison, northeast of Nashville.
The damage here is extensive. This road is completely blocked off by damage. There's trees in the road. There's power lines down truly everywhere. There's homes that are seeing some damage pretty extensively.
University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill is out days after her heavily criticized answers to questions on anti-Semitism on campus. KYW-TV's Ryan Hughes.
McGill was facing mounting criticism from donors, alumni, politicians, and the Jewish community after she would not give a definitive yes or no answer during her testimony when asked if calling for the genocide of Jews violated Penn's code of conduct.
If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment.
So the answer is yes.
It is a context-dependent decision.
Those comments led to a protest on campus. McGill later tried to clarify her testimony in a video statement, but there were growing calls for her resignation.
LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels is the toast of college football after winning the Heisman Trophy in a ceremony last night on ESPN.
They said I was too skinny, so I added weight. They said I relied on my legs a little bit too much. So, you know what, I went to work, you know, completed all those passes, you know, had the season I had. So I thank everybody out there. And they said I was too quiet, so, you know, I became more vocal. I stepped out of my comfort zone, and now I'm here today.
The numbers show many Americans seem to have cash burning holes in their pockets.
Tis the season for spending, and a new survey shows shoppers are finding more joy in doing so. Consumer sentiment soared 13% this month. Consumer prices are still up 20% from pre-pandemic levels.
Americans don't feel like they've been delivered from that evil of inflation. They merely feel as if it's not hurting them as much as it did before.
But for some shoppers, it's enough relief to have them filling their bags with holiday cheer.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit more than usual. You guys print the stuff.
Joy Benedict, CBS News.
Houston, we have a mayor. It's Democratic State Senator John Whitmire, who's represented the city in the legislature for more than 50 years.
Thank you, Houston, for giving me the encouragement that I needed to stay positive.
Whitmire won a runoff with Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, the pair surviving an initial field of nearly 20 candidates. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
To know, the amount of underage cigarette and vape sales in Wisconsin has more than doubled since 2019. That's according to the University of Wisconsin Survey Center, which sent underage customers to over 1,000 random retailers across the state. Around 13% of stores sold nicotine products to the underage customers. While federal law raised the minimum age to purchase tobacco in 2019, Wisconsin law has not, leaving some retailers confused about who they can and cannot sell to. While cigarette use has gone down in teens, vaping use has gone up. A new proposal would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana in Wisconsin. The bill would carry no jail time and drop fines to as low as $100. It would also give law enforcement more flexibility on a case-by-case basis. So far, the response among lawmakers has been mixed. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with a high of 33. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight, 23. 36 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tim and Johnny, two woke warriors, teaching and learning in a post-pandemic world. Educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
Welcome back, rebels and renegades, to Busted Pencils, where we're fueling the education revolution. Oh my God, Johnny, does that make you want to barf?
Yeah, man. Hearing it's, that. It's got some corny intros for us.
I typed that in. So we're talking ChatGPT, birthday, education, transforming education. We're messing around. Great callers, LA Tom, Jim, appreciated talking about how it fabricated Marianne Williamson. But be honest, I'm coming at this. I see a transformative thing here that's really moving forward. Joking aside, I want to get into that. But definitely got another caller on the line. Caller Bob. Bob, artificial intelligence. I have a feeling I might know this Bob too. Bob, what do you say about artificial intelligence in education, my friend?
It is absolutely essential. But I want to teach. I want to teach the educators just a little bit about AI.
All right.
So I ask a question of Bard, which is a different algorithm than GPT, about your show. Uh-oh. And the question I asked was, how do you think broken pencils will be affected by AI? And on the set, so first of all, I said, how do you think broken pencils? So I'm asking.
Busted pencils, Bob, busted.
Busted pencils. Oh, yeah, busted pencils. Okay, there you go. So I asked it what its opinion was, and it said it had a positive side and a negative side. Positive side was it could get rid of tasks that are unnecessary and allow the content producers to produce more innovative and creative and engaging content.
Love it.
Which is a benefit, okay? Mm-hmm. It also mentioned that it might have negative effects, and one of the negative effects is people that transcribe the scripts might not have to do that anymore. And it could cost jobs, which I thought was cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Especially since the AI is what's actually going to affect people's jobs. I'm hoping it doesn't eliminate jobs, just moves us up the stack. So one of the things that I would encourage you guys to do is ChatGPT has a specific algorithm and it's open. It's an open AI algorithm. Bard's is actually been built by Google. So there's a big conflict out there in the world that, you know, Google's doing this kind of behind curtains and OpenAI is opening it up to the rest of the world. So it's important as you're in this AI journey, which you're going to be on for the rest of your life, to look at the various algorithms and why they produce what they produce, because what they produce is based on the knowledge that it's collecting and what it thinks is valuable and what other people think is valuable, which is how it's getting its learning and how it seriously separates itself from a search engine.
Wow. I love this, man. Bob, thanks for calling. This is huge. I'm actually signing up to try Bard right now. No lie. I'm like on the air live. You know, I've experimented with the ChatGPT and a couple of different AI softwares, but this one I haven't yet, and I'm on it.
But see what Bob's saying there too, right? Is and Johnny, this is, you know, we're talking about AI, and really we're celebrating the birthday of ChatGPT. But is, and Johnny, you even talked about this, the number of AI tools, Bard though being a large language model out there that as Jim points or Bob points out, various, there's an algorithmic difference so that when you ask Bard or prompt, and let's start using the right word, when you prompt that AI, it has a different way of going out into the world and finding information and framing it and bringing it back. Okay, you're Johnny, I see you right now.
Oh, man, what are you doing? I mean, so far Bard is crushing ChatGPT because it can't tell me much about our show. ChatGPT, it says, you know, it gives some really generic and somewhat fabricated like gloss over of it. And I asked Bard, what can you tell me about the radio show and podcast Busted Pencils? And it spit out a pretty accurate depiction
of
our show with the logo, our pictures, profiles of us, the whole thing. So I'm down the rabbit hole. I think AI is a tool, but I absolutely think it's an essential tool. Like Bob had said, it is going to be with us. Like, and I mean, I think it's more powerful than the calculator, but it reminds me of this like innovation of like the PC, like the, you know, home computers and calculators changed how we worked and lived and learned. And I think AI is definitely doing that. And I loved what it thought about our show, right? About positive pros and cons, right?
No, but think of right there it is. So, Johnny, you're making that move. And I want to make that, you know, people have said, you know, it's like the calculator. It's like the personal computer, right? It changes things. I tend to see this one more and that is definitely a Bob I know. And Bob is an AI guru. And just, you know, he kind of put this to me the other day. We were talking about this, the exponential effect of change. And so realizing, I think AI is more like the Gutenberg press than it is like the calculator. Because understand the Gutenberg press, that up until the 1400s, the ability to, quote, get a book was ridiculous. You had to have a bunch of people with a bald spot in the middle of their head sitting in dusty, damp basements, writing with feathers and who knows what for ages. The printing press comes in and all of a sudden, literacy, it exponentially changes the way the world operates. I think the calculator is a tool. I think personal computers is a tool. I think, Johnny, what you're getting the taste of that rabbit hole you're going down is this exponential change of going, wait a minute, this could radically change. And I'm going to say it again. This has the ability to shift, to give you a pivot in your epistemological outlook on teaching and learning. Caller Joanna from Madison, you're out there. Joanna, what's happening?
Great show. I just have one little concern about bias, because we've got this machine that's eating up all these data from the internet, especially Wikipedia. Some of the analyses of the ChatGPT outcomes and all that say it's heavily sampling from Wikipedia, and Wikipedia basically is 70-30, sometimes 60-40, weighed toward male writers versus female writers, global North writer producers versus global South, et cetera. And we just have to be a little bit concerned about that. In fact, I was giving up writing Wikipedia pages. I thought nobody uses those anymore. And now I'm doing that again, you know, Wikipedia pages for my favorite people, because ChatGPT samples so much from them. So I might be affecting somebody's third grade homework assignment by providing a little bit more on Louisa May Alcott than a male writer. So just a little warning there. I don't want to put a damper on your parade there.
No, Joe. And we love, I know you've called the show before, and we have really loved when you call. And in fact, you make us think. It isn't, you know, as much as I'm down the rabbit hole and I have epistemologically shifted my understanding of this, doesn't mean that what you just said, right? There's that word. I'm going to keep using it, man. It's not one of the seven dirty words, but this to recognize though, too, the, you know, what is it in one sense, what's it echoing? And if there are biases out there, it's going to echo those biases. And so as a good teacher, in a learning situation, Johnny, the reality is that we're going to bring AI fully in front of students if we do this, and they need to be taught, as Joanna said, the reality of, are these prone to biases? I think that whole discussion of, first of all, yes, they are. Is this a way to potentially understand bias in a way that we weren't able to teach in the past? I'm wondering. I can see your face, Johnny. You're giving me that look. Oh, Joanne, I appreciate the call. Bob, the call. LA, yeah. Tom. And we got a texter out there. My sister, quote, this is from somebody texting the show. My sister said it was the reintroduction of the internet. I say it's like the Gutenberg press of the 1400s. Johnny thinks it's a calculator. Oh, it's open AI.
This is the thing that I started with in skepticism is, remember, all technology only tells you what it knows and is learning. So artificial intelligence is a fake thing. It comes from somewhere. It's a bad name for it, except it's one of the cool sort of names that taps us into this sort of futuristic and sexy idea about it. You know, that's where, and it also sparks this whole thing where my students the other day were asking the same question about, like, what do you think about it? Like, and I was like, look, I'm not going good or bad on it. We don't know. Technology is moving at a speed that's far beyond right now our capacity to map out what the effects of it are going to be. However, like, I don't think it's going to lead to, like, robots taking over, you know, our country. This is not like one of those films where like the robots, like, learn, the computers learn too much, and then sort of like Terminator shows up and, like, it, you know, I don't think that's the direction of this, because I think Joanne reminds us of a really important thing. All of this is information that it's given by humans. Even the stuff that's algorithmically, like, determined based on information out there, like, it is making some assumptions, it's still all doing that based on an algorithm programmed by humans. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it is biased. It has bias. Now, could it be like what Joanne's doing in sort of this scholarly form of activism or this educator advocacy where it's like going into Wikipedia and open source code kinds of places and, you know, sharing information with the best of her expertise and, you know, probably ethical commitment to truths, right? Having it out there. Like, I think that's important work, because all of these things can only tell us what it is learning and out there knowing. It's not creating new knowledge anywhere. So, I mean, I get into that. So that's the thing I think we still have to understand, is the limitations to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful tool, but it's not going to eliminate humanness.
No, and I didn't go there, and I'm not going there. In fact, Johnny, you know, because you're bumping up against this other thing, this artificial general intelligence, the ability for this computer to potentially do something outside of the bounds of what humans tell it, and in fact have its own thought and make its own decision. I don't think we're even close to that, and I'm not even sure, I'm going to say it out here, I'm not even sure that we actually will ever get there to the Terminator, but we're talking about this potentially as a change agent. I'm going to frame it that way. Joanne, I'm going to put a task load to Joanne. You're out there writing Wikipedia pages. We task you using AI. Hey, put together a Busted Pencils Wikipedia page. I'm thinking right out there. Anya, I see you're texting in the chat room. Tell us about this doc recommendation.
Well, I was sitting here listening to you guys, and I was thinking, you're talking about coding and talking about bias, and why is the part of my film brain lighting up with some title? Oh, that's because there's this great documentary called Coded Bias. And I remember I saw it at the Milwaukee Film Festival, but you can find it online, and it walks you through kind of like six great tech vignettes of ways that tech has underhelped or underrepresented, especially like people of color. Like, one thing is, you know, those automatic faucets you swipe your hand under and it's supposed to start the water. Well, many of those companies never showed those sensors enough hands of people of color. So now in the real world, when people of color try to use those facilities, those tools, they just won't turn on because the robot doesn't know what it's looking at. So that's a great way to kind of actualize in your mind what bias in tech can look like. Because people are like, robots can't make biased decisions, but people made the robots, so.
Mm-hmm. But that, I mean, that's the key remembering is that these quote robots, these intelligences, these artificials, they're a reflection of the input that went into creating them, and realizing that the creation did start with a human, and humans are biased. I mean, that's just the way it is. Now, when we get back though from the break, I want to throw this in. Ethan Mollick, who is a professor at the Wharton Business School, University of Pennsylvania, though, I put an article in the chat for us to look at, but I'm talking about this. Can this, though, artificial intelligence from a learning standpoint, can it address gaps and can it make people smarter? That's the question we're going to ask and we're going to try to answer. It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. This is an AI-free commercial break. See you in a minute. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We want your business.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Tim and Johnny, drinking Bud Light, shopping at Target, and of course, don't forget their pronoun, them. Educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
And it is Busted Pencils. We're back, fully leaded education talk. Bob, our caller, I got a little text here. Johnny, what's that?
Fully human.
fully human education talk. Hey, Bob sent me a little text here, Johnny, for you. AI today, he said, this is for my co-host, who's the math guy. AI today is like the theory of relativity in quantum physics.
Yes.
Just in the world of computers and intelligence. So Okay, so using an example, then even Bob right there is saying, how do we help people learn? And Bob, thanks for giving us that, because we're making this pivot. Wanted to say, I introduced Ethan Mollick. Check him out. You know, go out and use your AI, use your regular Google, whatever you want to do. Professor Wharton Business School, University of Pennsylvania. He is doing a lot of great traditional human-based research on teaching and learning specifically. Can this artificial intelligence be used to help people? And we'll just say it, you know, very, very ineloquently. Can it help people learn stuff better and faster? And Ethan's got some pretty amazing stuff. And I'm going to set this up. The study he did, he goes in and looks at and takes a consulting organization in Boston. Group of people who, you know, kind of look in, if you put them on a normal curve, they're probably all in the same category of, these are really smart, brilliant people. They all work for the same firm. However, like any population that's skewed, once you then put that population together, guess what? Individuals have gaps and weaknesses in the things they're supposed to know. So Ethan takes this group and splits them up into one control group, one the test group. The test group, they all get assessed on where their weaknesses are in how they could be better workers for this company. They all get assessed in their weaknesses. They all get a plan to address their skill gaps. Let's just call them that, their skill gaps. The one group gets AI-assisted tutoring. The other group gets traditional, kind of like, here's your gaps, here's some ways to fix yourself. At the end of the study, the AI-assisted skill gap, the ability of people to close their own skill gaps was 55% better than the non-AI-assisted. Ethan's putting this put forward. Now, check out his blog post here. I just want to make sure that I have it in there. OneUsefulThing.org. And the title of this, yes, everyone is above average now. And Johnny, so here is somebody who's talking about this moving forward and saying, look, you want to help people learn better? Here's a controlled experiment that shows, guess what? A group of people who are pretty much the same, great, you know, typical intelligence around the same area, one given AI-assisted enhancement to get their skills, you know, the skill gaps covered, the other one not. The AI far, far, far exponentially better than the other group. Lupinacci, thoughts?
I mean, yeah, I love it. As I think you bring up that notion of like every tool can also be used for destruction of things. And so like we have to really think about, I think it asked the, for a simple answer, I think it absolutely does make it possible to do more learning, to do, I think, a more accurate, you know, kind of learning that's a little more sped up. It could be maybe sped up too fast, but it's also preparing people for the tools of the workplace and everyday life that I think are out there. I also, in to like add a layer of that, I think it holds us as educators more accountable to meaningful assignments.
Thank you. Yes. Back to John. John Warner's point, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think it's an invitation, and we've always had that invitation. I think it's also a little bit more than an invitation. And this is where I kind of play with the idea of like the robots are actually coming. Like they're the Terminator's not showing up, right? But actually there is like a sort of a moment where educators are faced with one students who are requesting and maybe even demanding, you know, better education and more meaningful learning experiences. And they could literally type that in to chat to Bard or to chat GPT or to artificial intelligence, you know, what would be a good, you know, syllabus, or what are meaningful learning experiences or activities. So the accountability level, I think, raised. So that's when it comes to like the future, you know, I think it holds us accountable to like really great teachers will continue to be really great teachers and will teach utilizing this tool in their classrooms, and they'll adapt with it because good teaching skills actually like stand the test of time and they flex with technological advances and changes. But bad teaching is going to have a hard go at things. I think that it runs the possibility of that. I want you to come back. If you can, I want you to come back around to that term that I keep joking the FCC is going to ban us for.
Epistemology.
You said, you know, it's what you had said it, and that word always catches my attention because it could mean a lot of things in reference to this.
Okay.
Because I do think AI changes and is highly topical for epistemologists into like thinking around like how it shifts questions that we ask in epistemology. But can you break that term down so our listeners don't just think we're trying to find a creative way to say pissed?
No, exactly. So I mean, in the very, this is my very oversimplification. Epistemology: how do I know what I know? That's my number one definition to try to get somebody. How do I know what I know? So when I think I know something, there's actually rules about how I believe I know what I know. When that shifts, when all of a sudden I fundamentally change my mind, I have an epistemological shift because I now see the world totally different. So one day I went to bed thinking this, the next day I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, my world has changed. And so, you know, it's a pretty groundbreaking thing to say somebody's epistemology has shifted. It's not just it's not a new opinion. It's not a, I mean, it really is. It's a groundbreaking chance out there. LA Tom asks, are they saying Bard, B-A-R-D? Yeah, Bard. Yep. That's what they're saying. Bard is out there.
Like the
band. Oh, Johnny, so much. Busted Pencils. We love the show. We're going to come back with more next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for...
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption,
Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website.